Hello, and welcome to People Profit Planet. I'm Christina Anderson.
And I'm Alejandro Galeana Salinas.
And this week, we are going to be talking a little bit about the Dandelion Festival, along with some other local initiatives that we've become aware of. And we're also going to be talking a little bit about later on, as a follow-up from last week, before spring break, we're going to be talking about Alejandro and his experiences at the Trump rally in Louisville. So, just a couple announcements and some follow-ups. It seems like a lot of people who signed up for Zimride to go to get rides over spring break were successful in their endeavors with that. So, that's always great to hear. And it's never too late to sign up for Zimride. We're going to be trying to get a going home for Easter initiative going on. So make sure to sign up for that, as well as, let's see, the Eco Challenge. The Eco Challenge is until, I believe, April 1st or 2nd. And as of week 5, Fairchild is still in the lead with Anna Smith. Shout out to Anna Smith. Coming up closely behind, then Deep Green, Kettering, Pearson's, Edwards, Seabury Dorm, Kentucky Talcott, Elizabeth Rogers, Danforth, Dana, Blue Ridge, and James. So,
shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So make sure, it's never too late to start recycling, just to get your numbers up a little bit. It seems like some of the boys at the bottom haven't done much.
Yes, unfortunately, Blue Ridge is second, and I will attest that I have been the one that's keeping us up.
you're the responsible for the 0.89.
Absolutely.
every little bit counts.
Every little bit counts.
True. Okay, so let's see. We're going to be talking about the Dandelion Festival today, and just to get you guys pumped up about what's going to be happening, we're going to be playing a song by Motel Faces called Lucy. This is a band that's going to be playing at the Dandelion Festival, so make sure to watch out for them.
Take you, don't you know?
And that was Lucy by Motel Faces. So, the Dandelion Festival is in April. It's on April 16th. And there's some really, really cool stuff that we're going to be having. This is our first time that that Berea College, the Office of Sustainability, has put this on. And hopefully it can become an annual thing.
Absolutely.
We have an event on Facebook if you guys want to go check that out. But we can talk a little bit more about it here. Basically, the Dandelion Festival is trying to celebrate, instead of having... they're embracing a different image of, like, landscape ecosystems instead of, like, the perfect green all-American lawn that's, you know, doesn't have any weeds or dandelions or anything like that. And usually people use pesticides to achieve this. And pesticides are very, very harmful. They can get into the groundwater, and that just is not a good thing, and it ruins the ecosystem. And dandelions are actually bees. I hope you guys have been hearing a lot about bees lately, and you know, I think they're on the decline.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been really bad lately. In the last 5 years, it's gotten pretty drastic, the loss in honeybees and just bees in general.
Mm-hmm. So, that's another reason to not use pesticides on things like dandelions, because that's one of the bees' first food when they come out of hibernation or whatever they do, you know, during the winter, wherever they go. they have dandelions are their first food. And 75% of our food is dependent on pollinators like bees, so that's why they're so important. They, you know, we wouldn't have food without them, pretty much. So... we need to make sure that we don't ruin dandelions, and this festival is trying to celebrate that, and making the dandelion something looked at as beautiful, trying to change the mindset of people from making it seem like a pest and making it seem like something beautiful that's just a beautiful part of the landscape ecosystems. So, let's see. To talk a little bit about our Dandelion Festival... that is, of course, the purpose of the Dandelion Festival, but we're going to be reimagining the American landscape through workshops, live music, activity booths, vendors, and a lot of stuff. So we have some awesome workshops that you guys need to come out to see. They are from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And let's see, we're going to have... Clementine's Bakery catering breakfast for those workshops that morning. The workshops we have are Good Weeds, Bad Weeds, led by Professor Nancy Gift, who is a great lady who was on the radio show with Joan before we took over. We have Managing Lawn Sustainability, led by landscaper Scott Southall. Edible and Medicinal Weeds, led by herbalist Karina Harmon. So, I think we might have one more in the works, but, those are the ones right now, and they are free and open to the public, so anyone can, you know, just go to, I don't think there will be a registration, but, you know, you just show up to the workshops, that morning, and you can learn a little bit about, how to be sustainable with that. Uh-huh. So, but after that, we're going to be doing more activities. And we're going to have some vendors and live music to make this a celebration. So we're going to be having face painting, cornhole, hemp bracelet making by SGA. We're going to have a photo booth, which hopefully Alejandro and Shelby. Shelby's been basically one of the head people behind making this Dandelion Festival come into fruition. So shout out to her. But... Mm-hmm. Hopefully they're going to be doing maybe a hand-painted background for the photo booth. You want to talk a little bit about that, Alejandro?
Yeah.
What you know. I don't know what is going on for sure, but...
Oh, yeah, for sure. There was definitely a moment we were looking at creating our own backdrop, you know, for our photo booth. I mean, we're thinking of hand-painting it. as of right now, that's up in the air, that's up in the air, and that could be a possibility. If not, we'll still have a backdrop either one way or another. Either it's hand-drawn or, I don't know, digitally done and just printed out by, you know, Berea College's printing services or mm-hmm. one or the other, but it's going to be really nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there will be face painting, which I will be doing, and I'm sure Shelby as well, if she is able to, and some of the Blue Ridge boys.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we'll be doing that.
Yeah, I think a lot of the freshman dorms are all going to have a booth at this festival. Mm-hmm. So either way, you know, the backdrop for our photo booth is going to be great. So make sure to come get your picture taken. We're going to have Food Chain Aquaponics from Lexington come down. We're going to have the Blender Bike by BC Wellness. That's
very
something
good.
That always goes over really well. So you can, you know, pedal on a bike and then have your own smoothie pop out. So
mm-hmm.
it's pretty cool. Some of the vendors are going to be the Village Trough, Urban Willow, Peacecraft, and a lot more to come and be announced. Our music, you just heard Motel Faces, and I believe I've played Morning Without You on some of our previous shows. We're going to have those along with Kent Family Circus. We're going to have a circus here in Berea.
Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for that. Everyone at the Office of Sustainability is very excited for that.
Yes. So it's not just for the children. It's for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just a sneak peek, we might have an appearance of a 42, is it 42 or 22?
42 or 22, what?
Pound bunny? The bunny.
Oh, a 22-pound
bunny.
Yeah,
a 22-pound bunny.
The size of a... What would that be? The size of... I don't even know.
I don't know.
Like a very small... Like a medium-sized dog, essentially.
Like a medium-sized dog. So, be on the lookout for that huge bunny.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Whistle and Fish, Derek Wesley, the Local Honeys, and Burton Knight, and Sam Harding. We're also going to be having, what are their names? Vinyl, we're going to have a vinyl DJ, Moses and the Red Sea, the letter C.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. along with a street dance. So even if you can't make it to anything earlier in the day, make sure to come out for some of the other things. It's going to be on Main Street,
mm-hmm.
But if it rains, the rain location is going to be in Baird Lounge. And I believe food service is going to be served on...
Around dinner time.
Yeah, around
dinner
time.
4 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, 4 to 6. So students, be on the lookout for dinner being served on Main Street outside that day as well. So I believe that's all we have for... the Dandelion Festival. Oh, wait. I just remembered something. We're doing a promotion right now on the Dandelion Festival to get people excited about it. If you've noticed, it's, you know, warmer weather now. It's spring.
Thank goodness.
So, yeah. And we have, if you look around campus, dandelions are popping up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, we want to see you guys take pictures with them. Or pictures of them. You know, whatever you want. And just use the hashtag Dandelion Festival. And we might end up collecting some of the best pictures and putting it into a collage and maybe posting that to the event page. So that would be really interesting. So make sure to do that. So before we transition to Alejandro and his Trump experience,
uh-huh.
I'm going to play you a song from, it's called Sweet Disposition by The Temper Trap. So here you go.
Ooh.
And we are back. So, Alejandro, I believe I cut you off before you could talk about your experiences over spring break with another local initiative. You know, Berea is doing the Dandelion Festival, but of course there are other initiatives in other states. So, Alejandro, go ahead.
Yeah, not a problem. Whenever I went back to spring break, I had a, you know, I go back to Georgia. That's where I'm from Athens, Georgia, and I frequent Atlanta, Georgia all the time. While I was there, you know, I had to go back to, you know, this restaurant I really like. It's called Homegrown. It's in Atlanta, Georgia, in, I believe, in the neighborhood of, what's the name of that neighborhood? It has a specific name, but I won't care too much about that. But yeah, essentially, it's in East Atlanta. Oh, Reynolds Town. That's the name of the city, actually, the part of that. Of that part of town. Mm-hmm. And basically what their initiative is they took a whole new twist to, you know, just to sustainable gardening and, you know, just how they run their business. It's very sustainable. You know, their restaurant is very much for like working class folk. It's super cheap, but the way that they do it is they actually grow their own, you know, their own tomatoes, their own squash, their own pumpkins, you know, when it's that time of season, you know, the fall season, and everyone wants pumpkin spice something, you know. So they grow their own stuff, like, in their parking lot, essentially, you know, like close mm-hmm. to their parking lot. So it's, like, right there, and you see how everything is growing, and, you know, how essentially they, you know, flip the crops. Really, really cool how they do that. And, you know, they also... definitely give information to the local community, you know, how they mm-hmm. can make their own gardens. And, like, it's really good to see that, you know, how they're being sustainable. They're running an entire restaurant based on what they grow, essentially, except for the meats, of course. The meats they get locally, but essentially all their vegetables are grown right then and there. So that's really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think not necessarily. It's, like, local farmers and stuff are very, very good. Mm-hmm. But I think it's another level for people to see it, like, see the food that they're eating,
like right there.
As they walk in, that, you know, has a whole another level of people connecting to their food instead of, you know, just assuming that it comes from somewhere. They actually get to see where it comes from. And then, you know, with gardens, it's like, oh, maybe I could do this. So I think that's very educational and really, really awesome.
Yeah,
so.
Seriously, because, like, right as you pull into, you know, you see homegrown Georgia, you pull right in there into the parking lot, and it's right there. Like, the garden is right, you know, close to where you park, essentially. It's really cool. It creates this, you know, psyche, you know, and it gets people to realize that it's actually affordable as well. Because the meals are, you would think it would be very expensive, but the meals are like any other, you know, a $5 to $7 to $10 plate, you know, for something just as good.
Yeah,
and it's a local restaurant, so you know, another way to create economic growth in your local community.
That's
very
awesome.
Sustainable.
That's awesome. So, along with other sustainable, you know, we have all these sustainable local organizations, but another local movement that has recently happened has been Alejandro and some of the people, I believe, Brian's from Mike Brown, and who else did you go with to Louisville?
Yes, originally, let me just plug out Quinn Savage. Thank you very much.
Yes.
He's a great friend of mine. Quinn Savage of Bereans from Michael Brown put out a call, essentially, to anyone that wanted to co-participate. Some members of Fighting for Equal Education, that's the local immigrant rights organization here on campus, LGBTQIA students as well, they joined. I know some Muslim and Irish American students as well joined, so it was a lot of us. It was about 30 of us that went to Louisville. We packed a van and some rental cars, you know, thank you to Berea.
Oh, yeah.
to Berea College for loaning us those cars. And, you know, we headed out there to Louisville for the big Trump rally.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, what were some of your experiences there? Like, I don't think I actually talked to you about this. Did you actually go inside the rally?
Yes.
Or, because I know Trump was, like, speaking. Did you go inside?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was just like a Trump rally, a very political rally, of course, like anyone else. It was done at a local civic center in Louisville. I forget the name at the moment, but Yeah, I mean, there was different roles. Like I said, it was about 30 of us that went. it was about 30 of us that went together. Some people stayed outside, and, you know, they picketed, you know, the old-fashioned grassroots activism. You know, they picketed, held signs, you know, with bullhorns, you know, just chanting things of positivity, chanting, you know, like, you know, the ideologies that Trump is are wrong and immoral, and, you know, he's the words that he's doing are definitely having real-world effects. There have been cases of Mexican-American and Muslim-American people that have been attacked, you know, like physically attacked. And the perpetrators of those crimes have been quoted as saying it's because of Donald Trump or because, you know, he's right or et cetera, et cetera. So that's why it's so important to try to, you know, it was important for all of us that went there that we all knew that we were on a mission to go there, you know, to show this opposition. So myself, Quentin Savage, and countless others. I won't say the name, their names, because I don't know if they're okay with that. So, so yeah, but it wasn't just us. It was many of us that went inside. We got tickets. You know, we went inside. We brought our signs, you know, with things of positivity like Black Lives Matter or, you know, Immigrant Lives Matter, Undocumented, Unafraid, et cetera, et cetera. Because he is creating this, he's a demagogue, you know. He's creating these very immoral sound waves to the point where it's not even... It's not political anymore. It very much is
very, very hateful.
Very, yeah, it's hate speech. And in fact, there have been countless, there's a petition going around, you know, nationwide that is trying to, that is essentially calling for his imprisonment because he has created, you know, hate speech on a national level. And I think that's a very fair thing to do, you know. If as people nationwide are thinking that, I think it has for a very good reason. You look up videos on Facebook, you look up videos on YouTube, and every Trump rally that there has been, there's always fights breaking out from, and it's usually always people inside the rally that are beating up outsiders, you know, essentially. And it very much is racialized. I was called an illegal, and I know friends were called the N-word, and some people were called the F-word, you know, because of their orientation. While we were in there, and we got shoved around, people had, like, gum thrown at them in their hair. People threw, like, papers at them. Signs were ripped. People were shoved. I know someone was bitten. Like, it got to that point, so it's very bad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's at that point where it's not like, oh, this is just politics. No, it's having real-world implications.
It's actual violence.
And it has actual violent and negative implications.
When I was in Iowa, I actually met one of the guys who, he had a friend he had gone with. I don't remember where the rally was, but it was a Trump rally, and he had gone with a Muslim friend, and he was wearing a turban, and it was on Facebook. It was a big thing, and you know, Trump called him out like in the middle of this rally, and I met he was helping out with the Bernie Sanders campaign, and he was like, "Yeah, I was on, you know, national TV with, you know, my Muslim friend." And I can't believe, like, I saw a video on Facebook that was talking about how basically other politicians are addressing, you know, not necessarily opposition, but different views. And Trump is very, 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 you know, he calls people out and he gets the crowd to, like, be violent towards these people. Whereas other politicians are like, you know, I saw a video of Obama. He's like, hey, you know, calm down. I hear you. Like, I'm going to talk about this. It wasn't necessarily like, you know, get him out of here. We don't want those, you know, those people in our, at our rally listening to this. So I just think Trump is absolutely ridiculous and playing on so many people's fears. So I can't, that's awesome that you guys went though. So very inspiring. So
yeah, it wasn't so much like, I guess it's a bigger continuum. It's not just us physically. I mean, yes, physically we were there. And physically by opposing and being, you know, kicked out and, you know, being roughed up. That's like a real world implication. That is a physical, tangible thing that happened. But our presence there is an opposition of an ideology of hate. You know, and it's creating that airwave. It's creating that opposition to hateful ideology that'll go on even if our bodies don't, you know, and it's important to always do that. I saw this beautiful quote on, like, that is just, you know, like, circulation, like, the media. You know, like, we have control of our own media now, and that's the internet, you know, especially with, like, the younger generations and just, because you really can't post pretty much anything on there, you know. And one of the things was, if only young Germans, or if only Germans had done this in the rise of Hitler, maybe, you know, the things that happened wouldn't have happened. And so it's good to see that there's people that are seeing our actions being, you know, compared to that level.
That's one thing that my teacher stressed in high school, was that a lot of this hate and powerful people coming, hateful people coming to power, a lot of it comes from apathy. So not just hateful, but, you know, even sustainable things. You know, no one's going to take the initiative unless there's a group of people standing behind it and standing up for it. So I think that's why initiatives like the Dandelion Festival, even if it's just a little celebration and a festival, it's still bringing people aware of a problem. That's why what you've done, Alejandro, has also been very, very important, along with, you know, various campaign work and other protests. So I believe that's all we have, all the time we have for today. Do you have anything to add, Alejandro?
I do not. Just I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we hope to see you at the Dandelion Festival for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So make sure you come on out and check out our show next week as well. See you guys.
All right, bye-bye.